Like the office they commemorate, presidential libraries are living institutions. Certainly, it is my hope that the Reagan Library will become a dynamic intellectual forum where scholars interpret the past and policymakers debate the future.
Welcome to a Reagan Forum, hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. The Center for Public Affairs offers lectures and forums presenting perspectives on important public policy issues of the day, from politicians, authors, members of the media, business and military leaders, and more. As we sit between Christmas and New Year's, we take time to reflect on the year past and the year ahead. From all of us at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, we wish you and your family the happiest and healthiest of holiday seasons. In this week's A Reagan Forum podcast, we're going to go listen to some of our best of Ronald Reagan podcasts to help keep you in the holiday spirit. We're going to start with the best of his remarks around holidays. Let's listen.
Some celebrate Christmas as the birthday of a great and good philosopher and teacher. Others of us believe in the divinity of the child born in Bethlehem, that he was and is the promised Prince of Peace. Yes, we've questioned why he who could perform miracles chose to come among us as a helpless babe. But maybe that was his first miracle, his first great lesson that we should learn to care for one another.
Merry Christmas from the White House. Nancy and I wish we could personally thank the thousands of you who've sent us holiday cards, greetings, and messages. Each one is moving and tells a story of its own. A story of love, hope, prayer, and patriotism. And each one has helped to brighten our Christmas.
When God kept the oil in the eternal flame burning for 8 days, he gave us the miracle of Hanukkah, the holiday of hope and rededication for every Jewish family. We're reminded of Jewish unity and diversity by the 8 separate branches of the menorah coming together as one. And as the menorah's light grows stronger, with one candle being lit each day, we can feel the flame of freedom burning in your hearts, and that flame should inspire people everywhere. It always seems to me that Christmas is a time of magic. Each December we celebrate a prince, the Prince of Peace, born in utter poverty, and the fact of his birth makes hearts turn warmest at the coldest time of the year.
Just across the way from the White House stand the two great emblems of the holiday season, a menorah symbolizing the Jewish festival of Hanukkah and the national Christmas tree, a beautiful towering blue spruce from Pennsylvania. Like the national Christmas tree, our country is a living, growing thing planted in rich American soil. Only our devoted care can bring it to full flower. So let this holiday season be for us a time of rededication.
Let us come together as one family under the fatherhood of God, binding ourselves in a communion of hearts for tonight and tomorrow and for all time. May we give thanks for an America abundantly blessed, for a nation united, free, and at peace. May we carry forward the happiness of the Christmas spirit as the guiding star of our endeavors 365 days a year. And as we light this magnificent tree, may all the youthful hope and joy of America light up the heavens and make the angels sing. At Christmas, it's as if we see a light in the dark night of the sky showing us the way. It's a time when hope is born anew every year and a heavenly joy reigns for a season here on earth. It's a time for giving presents to family and friends. Most of all, it's a time for worship and remembering that single, all-important truth that before all else, God is love. Christmas just marks the birth of a great philosopher and prophet, a great and good man. To others, it marks something still more, the pinnacle of all history. The moment when the God of all creation, in the words of the Creed, God from God and light from light, humbled himself to become a baby crying in a manger. To everyone, Christmas is a time of happiness and cheer, a time of peace and goodwill and glad tidings. In our moments of quiet reflection, I know we will remember our fellow citizens who may be lonely and in need tonight. Is the Christmas spirit still alive, some ask? Well, you bet it is. Being Americans, we open our hearts to neighbors less fortunate. We try to protect them from hunger and cold, and we reach out in so many ways, from Toys for Tots drives across the country, to Goodwill by the Salvation Army, to American Red Cross efforts which provide food, shelter, and Christmas cheer from Atlanta to Seattle.
So, in a spirit of gratitude for what we've been able to achieve together over the past year, and looking forward to all that we hope to achieve together in the years ahead, Nancy and I want to wish you all the best of holiday seasons. As Charles Dickens, whom I quoted a few moments ago, said so well in A Christmas Carol, God bless us, everyone.
More from President Ronald Reagan after this message.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation is the nonprofit organization created by President Reagan himself, and specifically charged by him with continuing his legacy and sharing his principles: individual liberty, economic opportunity, global democracy, and national pride. We must remain vigilant and work together to share these conservative principles with younger generations. Your role is critical to move our mission forward. Thank you for your continued support. Please visit reaganfoundation.org/give. That's reaganfoundation.org/give.
Now, back to Ronald Reagan. We just heard the president share his thoughts on some of his favorite holidays. Now, as the Christmas spirit is still upon us, let's listen to some of President Reagan's best speech quotes regarding faith.
I was raised to have a faith and a belief and have been a member of a church since I was a small boy. I have, thanks to my mother, God rest her soul, the firmest possible belief and faith in God. And I believe, I should say, as Lincoln once said, that I would be the most stupid man in the world if I thought I could confront the duties of the office I hold, if I could not turn to someone who is stronger and greater than all others. And I do resort to prayer.
Protestants of every denomination, Jews, Muslims, even many with no defined faith at all, Americans of every kind and degree or belief, will wish your holiness well, responding to your moral leadership.
So let us go forward to create our world of tomorrow in faith, in unity, and in love. God bless you, and God bless America.
Regardless of nationality, region, or race, we are united by faith in God, and the barriers between us seem less significant. As we look around us today, we still find human pain and suffering, but we also see it answered with individual courage and spirit strengthened by faith. And if we live our lives and dedicate our country to truth, to love, and to God, we will be a part of something much stronger and much more enduring than any negative power. Permit me to join you and all Jews, and I'm now going to demonstrate my own courage, your fervent and triumphant affirmation, Am Yisrael Chai. I want to welcome your holiness to the United States, and on behalf of the American people, say how pleased and privileged we are to have you among us. Far more can be accomplished by the simple prayers of good people than by all the statesmen and armies of the world. Only when the fellowship of all men under the fatherhood of God is recognized and acknowledged, only then will the world finally know true peace and understanding. Nellie Reagan, my mother, God rest her soul, had an unshakable faith in God's goodness. And while I may not have realized it in my youth, I know now that she planted that faith very deeply in me. She made the most difficult Christian message seem very easy. And like you, she knew you could never repay one bad deed with another. Her way was forgiveness and goodness, and both began with love. For some time now, I believe that America has been hungering for a return to spiritual values that some of us fear we've tended to forget. Things like faith, families, family values, the bedrock of our nation. Hardly a day goes by that I'm not told, sometimes in letters and sometimes by people that I meet and perfect strangers, and they tell me that they're praying for me. Well, thanks to Nellie Reagan, I believe in intercessionary prayer, and I know that those prayers are giving me a strength that I otherwise would not possess. I believe in the goodness of our people, and yet I wonder if we shouldn't be reminded of the promise in 2 Chronicles. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. For as the Bible teaches, have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? I believe this nation hungers for a spiritual revival, hungers to once again see honor placed above political expediency. We who are privileged to be Americans have had a rendezvous with destiny since the moment in 1630 when John Winthrop, standing on the deck of the tiny Arabella off the coast of Massachusetts, told the little band of pilgrims, "We shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all people are upon us, so that if we shall deal falsely with our God in this work we have undertaken, and so cause him to withdraw his present help from us, we shall be made a story and a byword throughout the world." It's an inspiration for me to see all of you, Protestants, Catholics, members of the Jewish faith, and others who are gathered here at our national home to pay homage to the God in whom we trust. Today, prayer is still a powerful force in America, and our faith in God is a mighty source of strength. Our Pledge of Allegiance states that we are one nation under God, and our currency bears the motto, "In God we trust." The morality and values such faith implies are deeply embedded in our national character. Our country embraces those principles by design, and we abandon them at our peril. We all in this room, I know, and we know many millions more everywhere, turn to God in prayer, believe in the power and the spirit of prayer, and yet so often we direct our prayers to those problems that are immediate to us, knowing that he has promised his help to us when we turn to him. And yet in a world today that is so torn with strife, where the divisions seem to be increasing, I wonder if we have ever thought about the greatest tool that we have, that power of prayer and God's help. If you could add together the power of prayer of the people just in this room, what would be its megatonnage? And have we maybe been neglecting this? No one can hold this office without noticing that prayer is something deeply woven into the fabric of our history. Throughout our history, our leaders have always turned to prayer in times of crisis. When in Hanukkah we celebrate God's faithfulness to the Jewish nation, and in Christmas we mark the birth of one whom some honor as a great and holy prophet, and others adore as the Son of God. Perhaps in our own prayers we would do well to remember the words of the heavenly host on that one still night so long ago, each of us in our own way giving glory to God and asking in all earnestness for peace on earth and goodwill toward men. And so, goodbye, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
You can find thousands of President Reagan's speeches on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Reagan Foundation. Thank you for listening.
For more information on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, including information on how to become a member, information on upcoming exhibits at the Reagan Library, and more information on the legacy of President Reagan, please visit ReaganFoundation.org. And don't forget to like and follow the Reagan Foundation on all social media platforms.
Until next week, thanks for listening, and God bless you.
Don't forget to subscribe to A Reagan Forum podcast in your iTunes or Google Play stores and on other podcast platforms as they become available. New episodes of A Reagan Forum come out every Thursday. Like what you hear? Check out our Words to Live By podcast, featuring radio addresses and speeches Ronald Reagan delivered from the 1960s through the 1980s. New episodes drop every Tuesday. And don't forget to follow at Ronald Reagan on Facebook, at Ronald Reagan on Twitter, and Reagan Foundation on YouTube. Also, search for us on SoundCloud and Stitcher.